debt payoff stories and how falling into this one particular trap will limit your financial progress. That's what's coming up in episode 110. Welcome to the Her Money Matters podcast, the preferred podcast by many women across the globe to help you take control of your finances. Join me, Jen Hempel, a motivational money coach and your host, each week as I share with you practical, simple money insights and real life stories by women like you. Let's do it. Welcome. I am so happy and grateful to have you here, as I know you have many, many podcasts to choose from, but you chose this one. So that means a whole lot to me. Now, let me share with you a little bit about how this episode came to be. What inspired this particular episode? Well, a few weeks ago, there was a post in a Facebook group that I'm a part of that popped up in my newsfeed, and it caught my attention. It was reactions to a blog post where there was a story about a family that paid off $52,000 in debt in 7 months. The reactions were mixed, but what I noticed, it was mostly negative and filled with a lot of fear, with a lot of lack of hope, with a decision made already that this was not possible for them. Now, if you recall a while back in episode 28, or if you are new, there's episode 28 that you can listen to. I shared in that episode the big message these debt payoff stories were missing. So you can check that out if you haven't listened to that one. And I'll be sure to have that link in the show notes. In this episode, though, I'm going to talk about how falling into the trap of allowing your current situation to determine your future, how this will place a huge limit to your financial progress. This is what I observed from reading this thread, and that is what has inspired this episode. I'm also going to share with you 6 challenge actions you can take to help you when you're feeling that cringe when you see these headlines. So in this episode, I'm going to share with you what happens when you accept your current situation as is, when you're actually not happy about it. I'm also going to share with you the real danger that results from comparing, and I'm going to share with you why you should stop looking for excuses and what you should look for instead. And you're going to learn the 2 key components that you need to help you jump over those fears. Before I do that, though, I want to give a quick shout out to Danielle. She is fairly new in our community, and as soon as she joined, she jumped in the conversation right away. She was not afraid to ask for help or make suggestions, and I encourage you to do that as well. Keeping quiet isn't going to help you if you're keeping quiet to move that needle. So jumping in, asking questions, posting your successes, sharing your feedback, giving some suggestions will definitely get you further than you started at. So let's go ahead and dive into today's content. So challenge action number 1 is don't allow your current situation determine what your future can look like. What do I exactly mean by this? Your current situation can change, but only if you allow it to. You being the common denominator in this, you are the one that is controlling this. Yes, there's outside factors that can put a barrier in things, but guess who's controlling how those outside factors really manage that situation? You are controlling how they affect that. The barriers may be there, but you are controlling how you deal with those barriers. So in this thread, there was a lot of discussion how the family in the story made more money than them. So of course, it was easier to get out of debt. While yes, if you compare 2 significantly different salaries and you look at them side by side, well, yeah, from the outside looking in, it can make a difference. But it fails to consider 1 significant factor. And you probably already guessed it because I've alluded to it. That factor being you. You are in control of you, and you have the power to determine where your life can take you. Of course, life gets in the way, but again, the way that you deal with those barriers is all reliant on you. If you accept your current situation to be okay when you aren't happy and you choose to do nothing about it, guess what? Nothing will change. If you decide, despite what appears to be these really bleak conditions for your financial situation, that you want to do something about it, even though you don't know how you'll make it happen, guess what? Things will change. Don't let the details of the how stop you. And I'm going to talk about that later. The most important part is making the decision and having an open mind to allow the how to flow in later. A great example was last week's chat with Melanie Lockhart. Financially getting out of debt as fast as she wanted to seemed impossible, but she made it happen. Her income alone wasn't enough, so she set out to bring more income, and that she did, right? So that is challenge action number one. Don't allow your current situation determine what your future can look like. Let's move on. Challenge action number two. Know the real danger of comparing. I know. We do this all the time. I do it. You do it. It's just easy to do. But I want you to think about this. By comparing, and I want you to really think about this when I say that, by comparing, you are judging. By judging, you are judging yourself more. And by doing this, you are only limiting yourself to the possibilities. I mentioned how in this discussion from this Facebook thread, there was a lot of comparison of how this family in the story made significantly more than them. So the family was being judged, but they were judging their own capability more. And by that, they were literally limiting the possibilities for themselves. So I want to remind you, your money story is yours and yours only. Own it. Take pride in it. No matter how messy it looks at this particular moment, stories evolve and yours will too. But you have to allow it to move forward. And not comparing will help you do this. So that's challenge action number two. Know the real danger of comparing. Challenge action number three. Stop looking for excuses to justify what you're thinking. This is a big one. When you look for these excuses, there is no doubt that you will find them. So stop looking for them. Instead, look for the possibilities. You can look at your current income, at your debt, your life situation, everything that has been happening to you recently, and you can easily justify that this is why you can't move forward. We can all do this, right? In one way or another. If we look for those excuses, we will find them. Remember Melanie's story. Her income alone could have been an excuse that she could have used to justify not being able to get out of debt as quickly as she wanted to. But instead, she looked for the possibilities. And what if you were to look at these possibilities? What would that look like? Just the sheer fact that you're looking for them, you will find them. Just as when you're looking for those negative, you know, when you're looking at those excuses and you can find them, you can easily find those possibilities. For Melanie, it meant bringing in more income. That's the possibility that she found. And by looking for that possibility, she was able to generate not only extra income, but she was able to pay off that debt more quickly than she had set out to do so. Allow that powerful mind of yours to help you. Your mind is only going to help you, is really just going to help you no matter what. So let it help you to your benefit and not to your detriment. So that is challenge action number three. Stop looking for excuses to justify what you're thinking. Challenge action number four. Train yourself to jump over the fear hurdle. None of us can avoid fears. They are going to come for a visit on the regular. You can, though, with some work, jump over them. But you really need the next two challenge actions. I'm sure you had a fear recently, or it could be that you just had one in the last hour, or this morning, or just yesterday. Like, remember, we get them all the time. I get them all the time, especially with running this business. And some of my fears are like, am I good enough? Will you hire me? Will you buy my digital products? Is my podcast interesting enough? Those are some of my fears. And I could let these fears hold me back. And honestly, sometimes I have. Or I could jump over those fears and I can show you with the next challenge actions what you can do to help that will help you jump over those fear hurdles. So that's challenge action number 4 is train yourself to jump over the fear hurdle. Challenge action number 5, believe in yourself like no one is watching. Maybe that sounds cheesy or cliche. I don't know. But the really important thing here is that no matter how much belief others have in you, if you don't have belief in yourself, there's a saying my husband says that I love, you can literally hang that one up. That belief in yourself is what is going to move things forward. Just like we dance, that saying, we dance like no one is watching. It doesn't matter like if someone's looking at us or we're doing it because we feel good doing it, because we feel confident, because we are happy with life. There are so many other reasons we can list. What is important here is that the belief needs to be so deep to make a difference in our financial lives. That is why financial confidence is so important. And one of the reasons for this podcast is to help you increase that financial confidence. And acquiring that belief comes from continuous action, no matter if you fail or succeed. So I know we fear failing, but if we let us hold, you know, that fear of failing hold us back because we don't have that belief in ourselves, we're literally, if you think about it, failing anyways, because we're not moving forward because we're fearing failing and we're just not doing anything. So belief itself is not enough, which is why you can't ignore challenge action number 6. It's important, but it's not enough. So that is challenge action number 5. Believe in yourself like no one is watching. Challenge action number 6 is decide you can and figure out the how later. Don't let the details of the how keep you back. That is the mistake many people make. Remember, your story, your journey is yours and only yours. How you get there, when you get there, isn't as important as much as that you actually get there. Getting there is most determined by deciding you can. If you worry about the how and when, but you haven't decided that you can, it will be harder to get there. Let's say you are trying to get out of debt and you would put a lot of mental energy on the details of how you are going to do this and by when, but you're lacking the confidence, you aren't moving forward, right? If you, however, decide first that you can get out of debt and then you focus on the details of how, it will be so much easier. So that is challenge action number 6. Decide you can, figure out the how later. So I hope that you have found this episode valuable. I hope that it's inspiring you. And I hope that this will help you, that next time you read another headline of someone paying off debt and it makes you cringe, maybe it will lessen that, right? So I'm hoping that this will really lessen that cringe. But if you're finding yourself reading another headline of someone paying off debt and it does make you cringe, go through each of these challenge actions that I mentioned. There are 6 of them. Go through each of the 6. Now, notice I didn't call them steps. I call them challenge actions because they're not necessarily easy and they aren't steps that you take once and you are done. These are actions that you have to continuously work on. And it's not going to be easy, but with determination, I know you can do this. So if you trip on a rock on the way and fall, just pick yourself up and keep going. I am here cheering for you and I literally believe in you as well. So that is a wrap for today. Next week, we talk to Rachel Luna, an elite business coach, a former U.S. Marine who will keep you on your toes with her sassy Boricua style, which in case you don't know what it is, that means she's Puerto Rican. That is a wrap. So I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule. You can check out the show notes over at jenhemphill.com/110. And if this episode made a huge value, if you got something out of it, please, by all means, share it. It would mean the world for me if you take a moment to share this episode. It's easy to do from the device that you're listening from. There's many ways to do it. So I would greatly appreciate it. So thanks again for taking time out of your busy schedule. And I will talk to you again next Thursday.